Every winter, dance companies across the U.S. present one very particular ballet for holiday audiences, the Nutcracker. For many, going to local performances of this Tchaikovsky ballet is a treasured family tradition. And for ballet companies, it's big business, as NPR's Anastasia Siukis reports.
A battle between brave toys and marauding mice, an elegant waltz of the snowflakes, the dance of the sugar plum fairy that's just as sweet as any holiday dessert. For many Americans, watching these scenes in Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker is a holiday must. So much so that major ballet companies across the United States now depend on The Nutcracker to keep them going. Here's Kathy Brown, executive director of the New York City Ballet and the David H. Koch Theater. Her company does about 50 performances of The Nutcracker each year.
The revenue that it brings in is about 45% of our total ticket revenue for the whole year. So it is enormously important to the business model.
And it's become even more so after the pandemic, as audiences have returned to live performances. According to Dance USA, which advocates for and supports dance, large American dance companies reported that their ticket revenue, specifically for The Nutcracker, has been zooming up. For these organizations, total ticket revenue for Nutcracker between 2022 and 2024 rose from just over $57 million to well over $84 million. Attendance for Nutcracker has leapt up too, 18%. But costs have been rising precipitously. Labor, electricity, sprucing up old costumes and stage sets, even pointe shoes. New York City Ballet buys most of their pointe shoes from England, which means tariffs have caused shoe prices to skyrocket. And Nutcracker requires enormous forces, says Adam Skloot. He's the artistic director of Ballet West in Salt Lake City, Utah. For their 36 or so Nutcracker performances, Ballet West uses 52 professional dancers, a live orchestra of about 50 musicians, at least 30 crew members, and then there are all the kids.
We use upwards of 15 to 20 of our advanced level students, trainees and such. And then we use 75 smaller children in any given production. We alternate 4 different casts of those 75 kids, so that makes up 300 children.
And of course, a steady stream of proud family members and friends coming to see them perform. The trick, though, is getting Nutcracker fans to come back for other productions, says Kathy Brown of New York City Ballet. They may not come back to see an evening of contemporary choreography, but maybe they can be lured back to see, say, another classic like Swan Lake.
We try all the time to communicate with those folks and really try to invite them back. And because we know that they enjoyed a story ballet, we will try to invite them back for similar kinds of things.
Each winter, these dance companies have to strike a careful balance. They've got to keep visions of sugar plum fairies dancing in audience members' dreams, but not become so reliant on one ballet that they endanger their other work. It's enough to keep any dance company on its toes. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News, New York.